hey, look, in this particular property, we can get $1 million of tax breaks the first year. And if you qualify as a real estate professional, I grab the depreciation from that property and I pass it along to you, and you're able to put it on your taxes and you pay zero taxes.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
All right, how to pay zero taxes. Well, close to zero taxes as possible, right? Legally, right? You don't want to go to jail. Nobody likes to go to jail. Okay, so how do you possibly pay zero taxes or have a really low tax basis or tax liability as a real estate professional status, right? Which is REPS, REPS, right? Real estate professional status. So what exactly does that mean? And I'm going to read exactly what that means and I'm going to explain it to you, okay? How do you qualify for this? I'm going to tell you why it's very important for you to qualify for this if you can. Extremely important, okay? So basically, over half of your personal services performed throughout the year have to be involved in your real estate business. That's one. You got to qualify for these three things to qualify. That's number one. Number two is you got to work 750 hours a year minimum, okay, in that business. Number three, you got to have material participation, right? What does that mean? All right, so I'll break it down for you, okay? So if you basically own a construction company, handle your own rentals, maybe a brokerage firm, a real estate agent, and you're involved in real estate, managing real estate, selling real estate. Well, you got to make sure you check with your CPA first. Let me throw the disclaimer out there, right? Check your tax structure, your situation with your CPA. And if your CPA doesn't understand what a real estate professional status is and not very good at it, I hate to say when people have their CPA for 15 years and that their CPA kind of sucks, is kind of like telling your kid's ugly. You know, it's just, nobody wants to hear that. Like, I don't want nobody to tell me that, right? That my kid's ugly or my CPA sucks, especially that I just sold my $10 million business and he's doing all my paperwork. And then you're still paying $2.5 million in taxes. Your CPA sucks. Okay. I'll let you know that right now. Or you pay $1 million in taxes. It still sucks. You should pay zero, right? If he's really good, then you should pay zero, right? Okay. So let me break it down, right? So you got to be involved in some kind of real estate. You're a real estate investor, not a passive. Doesn't mean you invest in somebody's deal and you forget about it and you're a dentist for 60 hours a week, because the IRS knows that if you're a dentist full-time, they know you don't have, and you work 60 hours a week, they know you don't have 50% of the time allocated to your to work more than you spend as a dentist, right? They know you don't spend 61 hours a week as a dentist, because you spend 60 hours at the dentist, right? Or you're an attorney, super busy, you work, 80 hours a week. They know you can't work 81 as a real estate professional. Now, if you're married, you got a spouse, and your spouse stays home or helps you at the office, right? And then you can probably talk to your CPA and you can say, okay, great, honey, out of the 40 hours you're working at or at the office, you only work 19 hours and then you work 21 hours in real estate business, right? Like listen to this video, looking at offerings, have offerings for, somebody sends an offering for investment, right? You take a look at that. You're looking at properties online, you go look at properties, you go to events, you jump on webinars, right? You got to track all this, right? Google Calendar or spreadsheet. You got to somehow track this. But if you don't qualify that aspect because you're busy, okay, then your spouse can qualify, because if you file jointly, you can be able to take advantage of the REPS, real estate professional status, okay? So check with your CPA, right? Make sure you qualify, because you got to definitely spend, I believe it's 15 hours a week or 16 hours a week and one more hour a week than your regular other income. Okay, so if you're working somewhere for 30 hours a week and you're working 31 hours a week as a real estate professional, you should qualify, right? But double check. So that's pretty much a two. That was kind of two in one, right? Over 50% of your time of your work week, for say that your income goes to real estate professional activities, right? And 750 hours a year. Okay, not passive, not investing and forgetting about it and going to your job. That doesn't qualify. Okay. Number three, material participation basically means, right, you're either in the construction side, the flipping side, you're actively maybe possibly managing your own properties, jumping on property management calls. I mean, got to figure out what would work in your situation. So talk to your CPA. So let me tell you why it's super important, right, to get this structure in how you can save money. So let's say you're a high income earner. You're making $500,000 a year. You're making $1 million a year net, right? And your tax break, you live out in California and your tax break is 40%. Okay. Maybe higher. I have no idea. Right. So maybe you deducted as much as you could, but your net income was $1 million. You sold a business, whatever it is. Right. But say your tax bill is 40%. You got to write a check for $400,000. I had a buddy who wrote a check for $400,000. I had another buddy who wrote a check for $2.8 million. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? But, you know, I tell him, first of all, you should not be able to write that check. You should figure something out. Number two is you're very fortunate, and for your hard work and all your time, energy, and blood, sweat, and tears, you're able to write that check. Good for you, right? Good for you. But man, they couldn't sleep. I was texting them Sunday night before big tax day. And I'm like, hey, how you sleeping? And they're like, you're a jerk for texting me. I can't sleep. Anyways. But so let's say that you make $1 million net and your tax bill's $400,000. Now you invest in a property, in a project. Maybe you go buy your own real estate. Okay. Or you invest in someone's project. Right. Hypothetically, let's say we have a, just for demonstration purposes, there is a $3 million property and we can get a $1 million tax deduction. Right. And, you buy it with somebody, like let's just assume for demonstration purposes, we buy it together. Okay. And we say, hey, I got a project. It's $3 million. I need $1 million, down payment. And you say, oh, great, here's $1 million. Right. We grab that, down payment, we buy the property, and I say, hey, look, in this particular property, we can get $1 million of tax breaks the first year. And if you qualify as a real estate professional, I grab the depreciation from that property and I pass it along to you, and you're able to put it on your taxes and you pay zero taxes, right? So basically, you just saved $400,000. And what's the negative, right? Maybe you don't have $1 million in your account anymore. It's in a real estate transaction, but you're saving $400,000. You're going to get that money back at some point, depending on the exit strategy. It could be 6 months, could be a year and a half, could be 7 to 10 years, right? I don't know what the exit strategy would be. JV, you partner with somebody out there on a real estate transaction, right? You guys figure that out, right? But of course, the sooner, the better you can turn that money, right? If you can get it back in a year, heck yeah, man, I'm all over that, because I'm only away from my million for a year. I save $400,000 and I get my million back, right? It's in my pocket. So, right. It's a lot of little strategies right there where, you know, you're going to keep a property long-term. If you resell, you got to pay some, you got to pay some of it back, but there's a lot of details, around, but it's not that around this subject, but it's not that challenging, right? If you connect it with that person, the right, attorney or a CPA and attorney, tax attorney, or the right partners that you can JV with that can help you out with this tax break. Right. So, you know, I have a good friend who has a consulting business, sold his company, but his wife stays home with the kids. So she's always on the phone with looking at real estate deals, and we're going to work her in as a real estate professional because she does all she does. Right. She helps them underwrite things like that. So now they'll be able to get that tax break because she qualifies for it and they're filing jointly. So now it benefits him and he makes a lot of money. So it works out well. So now your returns multiply, because maybe you're already making a return when you invest in real estate. Maybe you're making a 8% return on your money, right? So you're making your 8% return on your money, 6-7% of your money. Maybe you own part of the project and then you get all these huge tax benefits, right? It's just, it's a win-win, and it's an easier way to keep your capital, right? And you're investing in real estate, so you can touch it, you can feel it, and it's going to make you money, and it's going to go up in value, hopefully, right? It's going to go up in value, rents go up, things like that. So, real estate professional status. If you need some help, just reach out to me, especially if you're a high net worth person or high income earner. You know, if you're making 30K a year, 50K a year, I mean, it's a little bit more challenging because you still save money. Heck, man, if you can save, you know, $5,000 a year, shoot, man, save yourself your 10, 15 grand a year. Nothing wrong with that. But I will try to help you as much as I can. I can hook you up with my CPA. They can talk to your CPA. It's just my CPA kind of, you know, he'll vet people, right? It's just, he really, you know, you gotta be high income earner, right? So, just let me know if I can help you out. My CPA is great, and we do a lot of business. I refer him a lot of clients, so he'll do me that favor. He doesn't do it for everybody, but he does it for me because I do refer him a lot of folks. I don't get anything in return. Okay, I should probably ask for something. I should ask for like some Starbucks or I don't know, maybe free taxes or free. Anyway, I have a cell phone and I text him last night and he calls me back or he voice messaging me back. So I guess that's my bonus, right? I have a access direct to him pretty much 24/7, but I try not to bother him 24/7. All right, overview. 750 hours more a year, 750 hours or more. You got to spend basically one more hour than your regular job in real estate investing, right? Or 50% of your time plus. And you got to be involved, right? Property management, agent, possibly a brokerage firm, construction, some looking for deals, driving them, walking them, project managing, whatever, some form of real estate related transactions. Okay. So check with your CPA. Super, super important that you get this designation. So REPS, real estate professional status. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that will help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos. Not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks. Help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.